Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we trust God, huh? We trust God. We just give Him praise. We give Him praise. We give Him all glory. All honor belongs to Him. Yes, yes. We just thank Him. We thank Him for you, and we thank Him for you. We thank you for listening, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, whether you're in your room. We thank God. Yes, we thank God for you. We just say hallelujah to His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. Yes, we know that tonight is the next generation. That is who we're talking to. The next generation. Yes, yes, yes. We know we try to have something for our youth once a month. And tonight we're just going to take time and just share with them, to encourage them. And we want to just encourage you. So we want to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, Master, for this opportunity that you've given us. We thank you, God, for this day. This is the day that we had never seen before, but we are grateful for it, God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, God, for having listening ears, God. We are just grateful today. We are grateful for everything that you're doing. We're grateful for things that you're going to do. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, we thank God for each listener. Yeah, whether you're near or whether you're far away, we thank God for you. Listen up, next generation. Let's be clear. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which is found in Philippians 4:13. I can. Yes, I can and I will. I will. I'm able. I am able to do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He gives me strength. He gives me the ability. He gives me the know-how. Yes, we're talking to you, next generation. It doesn't matter what your friends or what your peers may think or what they may say about it. It doesn't matter. What really matters, what really counts, is what Jesus has said to you, what Jesus has told you to do. Yes, that is what really matters. I am nothing, and yet in Christ Jesus, I am everything. I'm everything. I'm everything in Him. John 5:19 says, so Jesus explained that I tell you the truth. The son, the daughter, can do nothing by himself. Can't do nothing. You can't do nothing alone. You can't do anything alone. But whatever the Father can do, so can the Son. Glory to God. And we know that when we say Son, we're also talking about the female as well. Yes, you can. You can do what God has called you to do. He has given you the ability to do that, whatever He calls, whoever He calls. He will train. He will teach. Yes. He will sharpen you. Glory to God. He will enable you to go forward for that which He has sent you to do. Glory to God. If God has promised never to leave you nor forsake you, then I should not feel. You should not feel defeated. Hebrews 13:5. You should not feel defeated. You should not feel like a defeated foe. You should not feel that you can't do it. You should shake off those negative vibes. Yeah, those negative feelings of being all alone, being humdrum. Humdrum. Yeah. Can't do it. Don't know how. But God, He has commanded you to. He has. So if God has promised never to leave you nor forsake you, then you should not feel defeated. You should always hold the word of God close to you. Hold it. Hold it. Write it down. Write it on a tablet. Place it somewhere where you would see it every day, where you would be able to recite what God has said to you. The promises that God has spoken to you. Glory to God. If the feeling of quitting begins being defeated or negative should come, remember who you are. Remember whom you are. Who you are in Christ. Romans 8 and 37. Remember who you are. Being more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror means you know this and you can say that. Feeling this. Believe this, the way before anything rises in your life. Because you know that you are a conqueror. What is a conqueror? A conqueror is a person who conquers people, conquers places, takes over, redeems, is the winner. He wins the battle. That's who the conqueror is. And that is you. Yes, that is you. And God is calling you to your place. Yeah, He's calling you into your destination, into your destiny. Your destiny is that you are an overcomer, that you have overcame, that you are working right now. Yeah, you're working. You're working in the vineyards. Yeah. You may not realize it, but someone is watching you. Someone is listening to your language. Someone is listening to what you're saying. Someone is paying very close attention. It is important to know who you are, know whose you are in Christ Jesus. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. That's just one verse. Well, two verses. Know that you are made in the image of God, that you were created to be in His likeness. Know that. Remember that. Hold that dear to your heart. Get your Bible. Find Genesis chapter 1 and 26 and look it over. Study it. Yeah, look it over more than one time. Do your research on the translation that you have so you can get better understanding of what God is saying to you. He said, let us make man in our image. Us, Him and His Father. Us, God and the Holy Spirit. Us, our. Yes, they're working together. This is unison. Glory to God. Yeah. This is love. This is what love looks like. Love works together. We're made in the image of God, the Father, God of the Son, God of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Now, if we are in the image of these three persons, we should have love. We should have a love for one another. We should be concerned for our fellow brothers and sisters. We should have patience with each other. We should not be irritated, short with those who are not walking or those who not have the insight that God has given us, we should be patient. Yeah, we should have loving kindness. Yeah, we should show that with them. Everyone has faults. So I am not a complete failure just because I am not perfect. Who is perfect? Who is perfect? That is the question. Who is perfect? No one. We are striving. We are striving towards perfection. But the day we become perfect, then we think we are God. Yeah. If we get to a place of thinking that we're perfect, that we have arrived, that we are the ones, then we're looking. We're looking for a great fall because pride will set in and we begin to feel and think that we're better than others. And God does not want that. Next generation, God wants us to continually show love, continuously have patience. Yeah, continuously have unity to work together, to be concerned with one another. Yeah, certainly you may see a sister or you may see a brother. Or just a friend that may need a sweater, that may need a jacket. And you see them a couple of times and you notice that whenever it's cold, you don't see them with the proper things that you have. Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with you taking the time, going out of your way, and picking up a sweater. Telling your mom that so-and-so needs to have a sweater, so-and-so needs to have a jacket. And tell them why you feel this way. Because when it's cold and it's chilly, they never have one. Yes. This is you showing love. This is you showing concern. And there's no age to that. Anyone. You could be 10. You could be 9. And see that. And just give the gift. And move on. There's no long discussion about it. It's not necessary. Yeah. Showing love. Showing compassion. Showing concern. Yeah. These are the attributes that God requires us. He requires of us. Yeah. Us. Who claim to love him. Us. Who are set aside, us who are supposed to be leaders. Yes. 7 says, so I want to remain in right standards with Christ through having his attributes of love, of peace, of joy, and wisdom, and understanding. That can only come through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want that understanding. We want that love that God can give us. Next generation, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you about the importance of why we should have these attributes. Why are they so necessary for us as followers? That's who we are. We are followers, following Jesus the Christ. Followers, he says, follow me as I follow. As I follow who? As I follow Christ. Yeah, yeah. As I do that, when I do that, you follow me. Love, love. Can't accomplish the plan of Christ without it. Let me say that again. You cannot accomplish the plan of Christ without love. You must have it. It is a complete necessity. Loving your neighbor, Matthew 22:39. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you love yourself and you know that you need to eat, remember your neighbor needs to eat. If you see that your neighbor is in need, you know you need a jacket, so does your neighbor. He needs a jacket or she needs a sweater. Yes. Yeah. They're no different. They're no different when you're looking through the eyes of love. Are you listening to me? Peace. Peace. You need the peace of God. You need the peace. You need the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You need it. It will keep your heart. It will keep your mind. It will keep your understanding. Yeah. It will keep it. John 14:27. Jesus says, Jesus leads with us, not as the world gives us. This peace that we're talking about is not a peace that you can get in the world. The world has no ability to give you this peace that we're talking about. This is a peace that only God can give you. Only He can give you. Only He can come and make it right. Only He can come and bring you into this peace. When everything else is chaotic, when houses are being destroyed, storms are coming, schools are being destroyed. Family members are just devastated with one situation after the other. The peace that God can give you, the world cannot give it to you. The world cannot give us this peace. The peace of God, it comes and it surpasses our earthly understanding. Glory to God. Joy, joy, this is where your strength lies. Your strength. Next generation, your strength is in joy. Your strength is in that smile. Yeah, your strength is in that laughter. That's where your strength is. Your strength, joy, is an invaluable gift of God. It radiates. It radiates. It radiates to others. Yeah, yeah, just think about it. When we have a good apple, when we have a good apple and we set that good apple in there with the bad bunch, that good apple will radiate. Yeah, it's going to move. It's going to move. It's going to move. And before you know it, the good apple is going to be all around. Same way if you put the bad apple in a bunch of the good. The bad apple, he comes in, and if the good apples are not strong, the bad apple will overtake the good apples. Joy is a good apple. Joy, hallelujah, it comes in and it radiates and it moves and it spreads amongst God's people. Yeah, yeah. We are all God's people. We are all the children of God, whether we know it or not, whether we exemplify it or not, whether we're walking where we should walk or not. We are created by Him. We are His chosen vessels. Whether we do what is required of us to do now or if we do it later, we are His chosen vessels. Listen to me. Wisdom. Wisdom. To be wise as God would have you. To be wise as God would have you. To supersede anything you could ever imagine. Yeah. To be wise. As God would have you to be wise. See, the wisdom comes from God. God is the one who gives us wisdom. Fear of the Lord, it brings wisdom to us. Yeah, when we learn how to fear, and when we're talking about fear of giving him reverence, knowing who he is, we become wise. That's found in Psalms 111 and 10. We become wise. Who is not interested in having wisdom? Who is not interested in making wise decisions, wise choices? Next generation, who is not interested in being with friends that God has chosen for us and not us ourselves? Yeah. Who is not interested in that? Who is not interested in being with people that God wants us to be with? Because the wisdom of God comes and instructs us and shows us what to do, who to be with, where we should go, where we should not go. That's wisdom. And that's godly wisdom. That's the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. Understanding. Yeah, we're talking about the attributes that are so necessary for us to have. When we're in the image, we're in it. We're in the image because he created us. So these are the attributes that are necessary for us, for you to have understanding. You must make sure you understand. Never leave a situation when you're confused and you're not sure. Seek it out. Huh? Seek. Yes, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. But the wise, glory to God, the wise waits on God. The wise waits for the wisdom that comes from above, that only God, glory to God, that only God can give. Yeah, scripture tells us to be anxious for nothing. Huh? But that in everything, we should yield, so that way our Father can direct us. He can direct our path. He can direct our steps. We should yield. Yeah. A major attribute is for us to not be confused, for us to always seek understanding. Always get an understanding. Yeah. The highlights of what I'm saying to us tonight, next generation, is to stop living in fear. How many of us are walking in fear? How many of us are frightened about something? How many of us fear that we don't know what's going to happen next week? Are we worried about what's going to happen in December? We're worried about how we're going to do in school. We're fearful of meeting new friends. We're fearful of just things. Listen to me. You're getting ready to embark on a new school year. Yeah, a new school year. Some of you will meet new friends. Yes. Some of you will go back to the old friends. But you don't have to be fearful. Some of you are fearful of your instructors. You're not sure if you're going to have the instructor that everybody said was terrible to have. Listen, stop it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, we trust God. Just because your friends say that this is a terrible instructor, that instructor can turn out to be your best friend. That happened to me. That happened to me in the seminary. Everybody was afraid of this instructor. But the instructor and I just connected. And the class members saw it. And they were all bewildered. It was like, wow, what is that? What is that is God. That's what that is. That is God. So we trust him. whatever conflict, whatever confusion that the enemy tries to set up for us. We trust God and we believe that peace, that clarity, that's going to abide. Listen to this. Stop walking in lies. Lies. Somebody telling you that something else is going to happen. Stop walking in that. Walk in truth. Walk in truth. And truth is what God says for you. Remember, to use your Bible, to use the Word of God daily. Stop walking in confusion. Always confused, uncertain, unsure. But ask God to give you clarity. Clarity in a situation. Clarity in your life. Clarity even before you start school. Ask God to bring clarity to you. And what I'm asking you to do, He's waiting to do that. He's waiting to bring clarity in a place where confusion is. He's waiting to bring truth in a place where lies dwell. He's waiting to bring faith when you seem like you are so fearful and don't know what to do. God stands right there. Him and Jesus, they're waiting on you. For you to call. All you got to do is call him. All you got to do is say, Jesus. All you have to do is call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Will he come? Yes, he will. He's already there. He is already there. And he's waiting. Yeah, he's waiting. For you. Yes. He's waiting. Yes, he is. To hear from you. Yes. You are his chosen vessel. You are his hand-picked. His hand-picked jewel. That's who you are. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Yes, we thank you, God. Yes, we just thank you and we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise for the next generation, God. We ask, Master, that you protect them. We ask that you keep them, oh God, under your watchful care. This school year, God, we ask, Master, that you give them wisdom, give them understanding, God. Let them know that all they have to do is call on you and you will come. You're that kind of God. Let them know. To call you. Let them know to take time to have a relationship with you. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Next generation, we thank God for you. Yes. And we look forward to having you back here with us next month, which will be August. We meet once a month. The next generation. Yes, yes, yes. And we talk to you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't forget, back here next Friday evening at 8 o'clock, Victorious Living, and on Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministries. Yeah, we want you to be blessed. Yeah, and walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what's going on, we trust God. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. Have a blessed evening. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, Amen. We thank God. We thank Him. We thank Him for you. And we thank Him for you. And we thank him for you. And we bless him. We bless his holy name. Good night.